Life Audio.
Hello, thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm excited to tell you about the new series the host team will share with you during this season of Lent. Each episode will be a journey to the cross. We'll follow Jesus through some of His most significant steps in the gospel, focusing on a particular verse as we always do. It'll be a progressive series. Join us daily as we follow Jesus doing what He was born to do to save us all. I'm your host, Carol McCracken, and after a short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, John 12:32.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is John 12:32, and I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. When I was a little girl, I lived in Metairie, Louisiana. As I went to Bissonnet Plaza Elementary School, I found myself in the minority. All my little friends went to Catholic churches and had a first communion in beautiful little dresses. But I went to Sunday school at my church, and no one in that Lutheran church was getting pretty new dresses for a special occasion at church. And I would take communion when I was older. Then, in high school, I attended Sylvania Southview in Ohio, and at least half the students in my class were Jewish. I remember my friend Denise was going to get a perm because she was going on a pilgrimage in Israel and wouldn't have time to do her hair. It's interesting what you remember, isn't it? To me, they were simple observations of my friends. Yet there were differences. God was the common factor for all of us. And as I got older, I noticed people were less accepting of those kind of differences, and lots of emotion rode on those differences. In today's verse, John, Jesus' beloved disciple or follower, writes about his eyewitness account of Jesus foretelling how he will draw all people to himself when he's lifted up from the earth. Remember that word, all. In this account, Jesus is close to the end of his life. In the previous chapter, John wrote about how the people had just received Jesus as Messiah King as he rode in on a donkey. The event we celebrate is Palm Sunday. But now, Jesus is telling what must happen next. Jesus talks about the very purpose for which he has come. Jesus must be lifted up. He's referring to his crucifixion on the Roman cross, the execution of a criminal in that day. John footnotes it in his next verse, verse 33, which reads, "He said this to show by what kind of death he was going to die." According to commentator David Guzik, the verb lifted has a double meaning. It means both a literal elevation, as in being raised up on a cross, and exaltation, being raised in rank or honor. Jesus promised that when he was lifted, elevated, exalted on the cross, he would draw all peoples to himself. Remember, I told you to remember that word all. Spurgeon, the theologian, tells us, "There's no exclusion of any class or creature from the mercy of God in Christ Jesus. I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me." And the history of the church proves how true this is, he writes. The muster roll of the converted includes princes and paupers, peers and postmen. Theologian aside, this translates to you and me, my little Catholic friends, my high school Jewish classmates. This is the very purpose for which Jesus was born. He'll be the ultimate sacrifice to take the penalty for our sins, and he knows it. He has foretold it. This is a great act of love our Father God has done. He's given his one and only Son to defeat death for us all. Jesus has to die in order to bring new life to us. We get new life through faith, believing these saving issues that Christ was crucified, died, buried, and rose again. This is what is meant by believing in Jesus' work on the cross. John will be one of several eyewitnesses to Jesus' crucifixion, as you will hear if you get a chance to take in our next episodes in the series. Jesus personally predicted his death while he was in his physical human body. Old Testament scriptures prophesied the Messiah's death and resurrection. Jesus fulfilled that scripture. And we can look back by reading these eyewitness accounts from the Gospels. All points in time, past, present, and future, we can see the necessity of God's plan with the crucifixion. And it was necessary for all who would come to believe, not just the chosen Jewish people God picked and loved dearly, because he loves all his creation, including you and me. And the crucifixion was planned for the appointed time in God's plan. Let's pray. Dear Lord in heaven, thank you for giving us a Savior. Help us in this walk that we're going to take through the Gospels to Jesus's work, your Son, who died and rose again as the ultimate sacrifice for us. It was eyewitnessed, Lord. It happened. It was history, and it was your plan because of your great love. And you love each and every one of us who comes to faith in what your Son, Jesus Christ, did. Help us, Lord, to feel the realness of it all and just what you did because of your great love. In your name we pray. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app, so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey there, it's Nicole Eunice from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.